This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
I said yesterday there's two things about Biden, first of all, that we should probably understand. A, number one, well, for like, okay, so two things can be true at the same time. You know that. You're an intelligent person, so you know that. Yes, this is an all-out destruction potential of Joe Biden. Like, they're trying to destroy him. It's the progressive left and the media doing their thing together to create a narrative and destroy him. That's track one. But track two is Joe Biden created this monster. And Joe Biden has no one to blame but Joe Biden for this. Because Joe Biden created this monster by destroying due process on college campuses. And so he's the guy who's responsible for touching now being considered sexual assault. In other words, if Joe Biden had never done what he did on college campuses, you'd have a lot more people being able to legitimately defend him. But he's the guy who, when he chaired this ridiculous Title IX End Sexual Assault Committee for Obama as vice president, he's the guy that said, if there's unwanted touching, it doesn't have to be sexual. That's sexual assault. If there's unwanted compliments, that could be sexual assault. And the guys are guilty. Because it's not what you did, it's how she feels. So if you do something that you think is harmless, like a hug, but to her it's very, very hurtful, then the guy's guilty. This was the system in place on college campuses for years, and still in place in most areas. A combination of the Department of Education and the Department of Justice coming together in a kumbaya destruction of due process rights. One or Twin Powers form of destroying the Constitution, form of end of liberty, and form of end of due process. And then, you know, that's what happened here in college campuses. Robbie Sove, writing over at Reason.com, my favorite libertarian site, he says, Joe Biden pushed policies that deprived men of due process in campus sexual misconduct disputes. Biden has arguably failed to live up to the affirmative consent standard he was so fond of. So track one, going down the train, because Joe Biden loves trains, right? So let's do an Amtrak analogy. So track one is, yes, the pylon, the media, they're doing their thing. They're trying to destroy him to get him out of the race. Yep, absolutely. And track two, Joe Biden, you reap what you sow in life, man. You're going after guys, college guys, men, young men, and destroying their lives because of accusations. Destroying their lives. Like, if you were accused of sexual assault and you never even slept with a woman, let alone raped her, and then just the accusation now, you were thrown out of college, considered guilty, that follows you the rest of your life. And this happened a lot. So back to Robbie Sove's article. I've cautioned that we need to be more careful about how we discuss the various accusations of inappropriate touching against former Vice President Joe Biden, some of which have been mischaracterized in the media. But this involves cutting Biden a level of slack that the former Vice President was himself unwilling to grant to men accused of improperly, particularly on college campuses, of improperly touching. As the journalist Emily Yaffe notes in a terrific piece for Politico, I shared that with you yesterday on the show, Biden was at the forefront of the Obama administration's efforts to compel colleges to adjudicate sexual misconduct under new standards that were horridly unfriendly to the accused. He was a leading spokesperson for the White House and their mission of changing the culture around consent norms. This is what the vice president said to Teen Vogue back then. Ready? I'm going to read you this quote here from Teen Vogue. Biden continues to insist that male college students are crude brutes, ever ready to attack their female classmates. In an April 2017 interview in Teen Vogue, he said that when he explains consent to male students, they are astounded. Quote from Biden, I've had young men on campuses say to me, I've never thought of it that way. As long as she wasn't screaming and kicking me and yelling help, then it was probably okay. Well, it's not okay. It's not okay unless she can affirmatively consent. In that same Teen Vogue interview, Biden explained what he believes consent entails. Quote, we're trying to let young men understand that without consent, meaning saying, yes, it is okay to touch me, then it's not consent, Biden said. Biden also seems to have no recognition that campus encounters can be filled with ambiguity and mixed signals. In an April 2016 speech at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, Biden mocked the idea that sexual assault allegations might be complicated and told the assembled students that they should, quote, ostracize the abusers and make them the pariah on campus. This is a standard of consent that Biden himself has arguably failed to live up to, given that several women now claim he touched them without their permission. Some of the bad guidance issued under the Obama administration has been reined in, thankfully, by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, who has made it a priority to ensure that students accused of sexual misconduct under Title IX receive fair hearings and a presumption of innocence. Biden has argued vehemently against those changes and even referred to supporters of DeVos as, ready, cultural Neanderthals. If Biden does decide to enter the 2020 presidential race, perhaps the experience will make him a little more sympathetic to accused men. I worry, though, that it will only push him further in the opposite direction. Biden might get tough on affirmative consent as a means of deflecting criticism from hashtag MeToo advocates. So, you see what happened here. The Obama administration destroyed due process on college campuses to push forward the false rape culture narrative that does not exist, that they wanted to exist. Think of the Rolling Stone article, for example, the Rolling Stone magazine article about a gang rape on the campus of UVA that was made up. But it was the rape culture that they were pushing forward, and this idea that men, particularly white men, toxic masculinity. You've heard that phrase, right? They're pushing that phrase too. And then, of course, that women are victims, and that even if a woman consents, she can revoke the consent, and she can revoke consent at any time, and then at that moment it becomes rape. So if you're sleeping with someone who's given consent, but then halfway through she revokes consent, at that moment becomes a rape. And this is the kind of stuff that was the standard on college campuses until, thank God, Trump won. Betsy DeVos became education secretary, and she said, wait a second, these college men have due process rights under our Constitution. These are public universities. Okay, we can't just go after them and deprive them of any sort of due process. It's not how this works. They get federal funds. They are public universities. These men have to be, their constitutional rights have to be preserved. And for that, Joe Biden called her and people who applauded that decision, like myself, Neanderthals, cultural Neanderthals. Now, there have been many young men who have been accused of stuff like this and were completely innocent. And we know that because I've had on attorneys before. I've had callers to the show before. And there were men who were falsely accused. And they were thrown out of campus. They had a fight to prove their innocence. And it was things just as harmless, by the way, as a hug. And it didn't have to be sex. You see, that's the point. You have a lot of people in the media right now who are defending Joe Biden. They say the following. Ready? Here's what they say. We're not talking about sex. This is just him being friendly. Fine. I would agree with you. And normally, I would agree. However, Joe Biden created a culture in which hugging is now considered to be as dangerous as sex if there's no consent. Okay? So playing by the Biden rules, when these people go on TV and go, he's just a touchy-feely guy. No. Joe Biden said, touchy-feely does not belong in this world unless you have affirmative consent. Verbal affirmative consent. The old excuse of, I'm just a hugger. I'm a hugger and a sniffer, and I like to just touch people. No. Joe Biden said, no more. And in the guidelines issued by the Department of Justice and the Department of Education under Joe Biden, it didn't have to be sex. It didn't have to be what Whoopi Goldberg called rape. It just had to be any situation where a woman felt uncomfortable to be sexual assault. And a lot of these women felt uncomfortable with Joe Biden. And their defenders on TV, his defenders on TV go, well, you got to understand, that's just Joe, hugging Joe. Well, you know, hugging college freshmen would get kicked out of school for that. The hugging junior who decided to hug a woman at a party and she didn't give him consent to touch her could be charged with sexual assault. And if a college guy starts sniffing a sorority girl's hair at a party and freaks her out, that guy's getting thrown out of campus. You see? This is why I have no sympathy for Joe Biden. If Joe Biden had stayed the hell out of this and not destroyed due process rights for college men, I would probably be defending him. I'd probably be saying, this is ridiculous. This standard is ridiculous. But I can't, because Joe Biden created this. This is Joe Biden's baby. Joe Biden made this. And there's an old saying in life, you know, you made your bed, now sleep in it, right? You reap what you sow. In the biblical verse, you know, you reap what you sow. This concept of, hey, look, man, you did this. You did this to yourself. Don't blame me. And the other reason why I don't feel sorry for Joe Biden is because it's the Democrats doing this, not Republicans doing this. See, Republicans, even the ones that don't like Joe Biden, don't think this behavior is bad. In other words, I'm not sitting here telling you I think a hug is bad, or a massaging of the shoulders, or a kiss, or these. I don't. But they do. That's the point. I don't. But Joe Biden does, because that's what he did to men on college campuses. So while normally I would be out there saying, wait a second, this is ridiculous. You can't hug somebody now. You can't pat them on the back. You can't give them a kiss on the cheek. You can't tell them they're beautiful. What is this? Normally I would say, yeah, agree. That, right. Damn right. This is ridiculous. But this is the world that Joe Biden created. And there have been young men who've had their lives ruined because of this kind of crap. And he gets a pass for it. It's the old saying of, you know, do as I say, not do as I do. If Joe Biden were held to the standards that Joe Biden put in place on college campuses, Joe Biden would be in a lot of trouble right now. A lot of trouble. But because we don't actually think about the implications of federal policy and what it does to destroy people's lives, we don't really understand. You do now, and I do. We do, because we're smart. But most people don't. So they go, it's just a touch and a kiss. Right, exactly. The kind of thing that'll get you thrown out of campus for. Thrown out of college. Accused guilty. Automatically assumed guilty. Assumed guilty, and you got to fight to prove you're not. That's Joe Biden's world. That's the world he created. It's the world he lives in. It's the world that is now serving him his dish of justice. Where it goes from here, I don't know. But I do know one thing. This is not the end of the conversation regarding affirmative consent. And Robbie Sove is right. If Joe Biden wins, it's not going to reverse where we are. In other words, he's not going to go back and say, hey, I went too far. By going after these college men with Title IX, I went too far. Let's dial it back. Nope, the opposite. To make up for this, it'll be even worse. It'll be even worse. And whatever reforms Betsy DeVos has put in to try to give due process rights back to college men in this country who are governed by the Constitution, protected by the Constitution, President Biden would reverse him in a heartbeat to prove to the Me Too crowd he's woke. So that's the thing about Biden is the Democrats are doing this to him. But, you know, if you care about due process rights and you think what happened on college campuses is horrific and how these men were treated who were accused, then it's hard to feel sorry for the guy. You know what I mean? It's hard to feel sorry for him. That said, I think he'll survive this politically. I do. I think he'll survive this. I don't know if he'll survive the fact that he's not progressive enough for the Democratic Party. That I don't know. He'll get through this. He'll weather this storm. But he's not helping himself. He doesn't do himself any favors. He makes these dumb jokes all the time. He has dumb jokes, and he's at this thing. He's giving a speech, and you know, he brings these kids up on stage, and he like puts his arm around one, and he turns to the crowd, and he makes a comment. And all it does is make people mad. They go, "What is it? What is with him? Why does he say stupid things?" And I don't think Joe Biden can help himself. I think he just says stupid things. I think it's just ingrained in him. You know, he's a gaffe machine. Anyway, so he's at the IBEW event, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, and he's up there on stage, and he's got this weird. Well, take a listen.
Hey, all those kids, you want to come up on the stage? You can come up. It's okay. Come on up. Come on up. Go and sit here. How you doing? What's your name? Hi, Nick.
Jocelyn.
Hi, Jocelyn. And you guys can sit in the edge or what? I don't want you to have to stand all along, but it's up to. By the way, he gave me permission to touch him. All right? I'm sorry to take so long, guys, but everybody knows I like kids better than people. But look.
Yeah. See, you don't want to make jokes. That doesn't help you right there. Making jokes like that doesn't help. So you want to he's not capable of keeping his mouth shut, though. That's the thing. He's not capable of just not making a dumb joke. It's in him. This is why Biden is not the best candidate, because of stuff like that. You know what I mean? He makes dumb jokes. So look, as you look at all this and you go, what's the reaction then from the woke crowd that he makes jokes? And as you can predict, the woke crowd's not happy. The fact that Joe Biden made a joke shows he's learned nothing, shows that Joe Biden has not matured, shows that Joe Biden is still the same old Joe Biden that he was. Nothing's changed. How dare he make jokes about it? And that's exactly what Lucy Flores is saying today. And then a CNN panel slams Biden over that. Cut two.
The joke about it seemed really off tone, tone deaf. I'm being kind when I say that. He was trying to say after, come on, that's not a joke. I'm just being familiar here.
I think it was Eliana who said this. It's the discipline question. It's a question of this political tone deafness, which is exactly what you said the last time we talked about this a few minutes ago. Yeah, that's a Joe Biden who would probably do very well on the campaign trail. It's just whether he can help himself from these other Bidenisms.
Well, if he hadn't said something that sounded tone deaf, at least to some people, I suspect many women, especially the women who have been in the news in recent days, I bet that they at least found that tone deaf. If he hadn't done that, if he had given a speech and then come out and talked to reporters like that and said, yeah, I feel really badly about it. Yeah, I'm going to behave differently. Yeah, if anyone took offense, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I never meant it. He said all the way back to high school. You could see how passionate he is about this. He said, you know, God damn it, all the way back to high school. I'm a respectful person. Then we'd be having a different conversation today.
He was joking around on stage, but it just wasn't funny. It didn't land the way he intended.
Mm-hmm. You can't make jokes with them. See, that's the other thing Joe Biden has to understand, okay? You can't make jokes. You're not in a position with the left where you can joke around about this stuff. This is not joking material. So when I say I don't think Joe Biden can help himself make a gaffe, it's because, you know, you and I look at that and we go, man, hey, guy's a dope. They look at it and go, he's learned nothing. He hates women. He doesn't understand. He thinks his behavior is perfectly normal. His apology is fake. And on it goes. That's what I mean about the woke crowd. The woke crowd has no sense of humor. So Lucy Flores is out there, the woman who says that he inappropriately touched her, and she's going, nope, Joe Biden's learned nothing. He made a joke. This is why the Democrat Party is so screwed up. Because Biden may be the guy who can give Trump a run for his money. They don't want it. They don't care. They don't care because Joe Biden's not woke enough for them. Hey, good for Trump. I mean, it's really good for President Trump. Today, the jobs numbers are great. Like I said yesterday, and I always say, this is a Zioli axiom. It's the economy, stupid. It's the economy, stupid, period. Jobs numbers today, outstanding jobs numbers. The one problem, though, is the border. Now, I've long said to you, there are people within the Trump world, the Trump voters, maybe not you. So you don't need to call me and say, I'll vote for him anyway. You don't need to do that. I appreciate it, but I understand the sentiment. But if you won't vote for him, if the border situation is not fixed, I want to hear from you, because I think there's more people out there than we think who feel that way. Will they vote for a Democrat? No. Will they stay home? That's my fear. My fear is that they'll just stay home. And then if you have some close elections in some of these states, well, that's how you could lose. I've always said, and I say it again, I say it every day, and I'll probably say it every day until the election, you have two ways to run: scared or unopposed. Scared or unopposed, that's it, right? And so you've got to realize that there are externalities that happen that you have no control over, and you can't see them coming because you don't know what you don't know. So you got to just try to win the race doing the best you can. And if you have people that are upset because they don't feel the border situation is fixed and they stay home, and then something does happen to the economy or some other, you know, there's an attack or who knows, right? And if enough people stay home, that's where you run into political problems. So you have to address it. Tucker Carlson last night on his show made some comments questioning if, in fact, maybe perhaps the president doesn't want to be president again. And I'll play that for you in a minute. But I do want to hear from you on this. 855-839-1210. Now, this is Jill Biden. who says that she was also bothered by her husband's touching. This is from the Daily Mail. Exclusive. He was always holding my hand, putting his arm around me, brushing the hair from my face. Joe Biden admits Joe and his very handsy family made her feel strange and uncomfortable when they first began dating in a brand new memoir. Joe Biden has revealed how her husband Joe has been handsy since they first began dating in 1975. She details how an introvert, she's an introvert, she found his overly affectionate family draining and initially felt uncomfortable. Her deeply personal memoir, Where the Light Enters, Building a Family and Discovering Myself, will be published on May 7th. It comes as Joe Biden has been accused by 8 women of inappropriate touching and has been dubbed Creepy Uncle Joe. Joe writes that Joe and his 2 young sons never wanted to miss a chance to wrap their arms around each other or give a kiss. After the death of their mother, Joe has addressed the accusations and vowed to be more mindful in the future about respecting personal space. And again, I would be defending him right now had he not destroyed due process on college campus for young men who have done the same innocent behaviors of hugging and kissing and being touchy and feely, but not in a sexually aggressive, unwanted way. But that's not how it worked out for so many people, thanks to Joe Biden, Barack Obama, the Department of Education, the Department of Justice, and Joe Biden was at the top of this, so I can't even say he was guilty by association. He was out there telling people, you make somebody who's accused of sexual assault the pariah on campus. Like they used to do in the old days, you know, walk them around and shame, 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 all throughout campus. That's what Joe Biden wanted for these people. And that's what's happening to him now. Karma is a B. Karma is a you-know-what. So, if Joe Biden is the nominee, if he somehow makes it through this crazy primary, and I don't know if he can because it's so left, but then again, there's 18 candidates running now. 18 candidates running. So, if he does make it through because they all outleft each other and he somehow survives and becomes a nominee, the president's going to mock him for this. It's going to be it is going to be hilarious. Donald Trump is a very funny guy. You get him unscripted at the podium, you let him loose. And what the hell? What does he care? He's going to mock Joe Biden relentlessly for this. And what does Joe Biden do in return? When they're on the debate stage together and Trump makes a comment about Joe Biden being, you know, handsy or feely or touchy or something like that, what's going to happen? I know what the left is thinking. They're thinking, well, Joe Biden will give it right back to him in terms of the Access Hollywood tape. Listen, nobody cares. Trump still won. You know, the left is obsessed with this tape, but Trump still won. See, much like how Trump voters could stay home if the wall's not built or the border situation's not fixed, there are Democrats who could stay home if Joe Biden's a nominee. Biden's a nominee and they figure he's not woke enough, he's not progressive enough, he hasn't learned enough. They'll stay home. It works both ways. So the stay-home Trump voters and the stay-home Democrats might cancel each other out anyway. And Trump might get reelected after all. A lot of different scenarios that can play about. But as of now, right now, if the election were held tomorrow, and it's not, but if it were, Trump would win in a heartbeat because the economy is so strong that even the people that run around and say, I hate the guy, they don't want to screw it up. They don't want to risk screwing it up because they got college bills to pay. They're looking to retire. 401k is looking fine. They don't want to mess it up. So they'll go, yeah, I'm definitely voting for a Democrat. And then they go in the voting booth and they'd vote for Trump because that's how it works when the economy is good. The simplest thing to think about is when the economy's good, the incumbent wins. If the economy's bad, the incumbent doesn't win. Economy's good. But there are potential problems down the road, not economically. I don't buy the whole recession's coming nonsense. I think that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. But the border situation is where the peril lies for the president and his coalition. And I'll have more on that for you in a moment, including whether or not you agree with Tucker Carlson. And whether or not you think that Tucker's point about maybe the president is trying to sabotage his own reelection.
Riccioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.